Mr. Sitterly. I was going to say, you got yourself a podium finish tonight.
Yeah. The car's been good the last few weeks. Just had bad luck this year.
Notice anything different with the stuff on the track tonight? And if so, good or bad, or nah?
Yes, good. Danny, he's trying to do a good job. Well, he's doing a good job. And he came to me and asked me yesterday, before the track was rubbered up and stuff, what I thought. And I was the one that told him to move it up between one and two, and it was the wrong thing to do. We have the groove, It's his little groove of sticky is probably 4 to 5 feet too high between one and two. Three and four was good. He's going to move it back towards the gate a little bit more. I think they're just going to reapply, and, it's a work in progress for him, but I think it's definitely the right thing to do. At least you have a choice to go up there versus sit in line and follow the leader.
Time's running out. You got 2 weeks left to get that win.
Yeah, maybe it'll happen.
Looking forward to Classic at this point, or do you still know you've got 2 weeks in a row, back-to-back weeks, to come out and do your best and get that win, maybe?
Oh, of course. I mean, we're just looking at the next week, and Davey's running next week, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes, So, I mean, of course, we're looking at Classic, but this year when Classic's over, the season's over. So just race them 1 week at a time. If we can get a W or even get Davey to come in here and run really good, then, just take it 1 week at a time.
Constantly looking for something different to try, or do you know what works and you're just trying to apply that and hope the right things fall in the right order?
Well, I mean, that question, if you think about your question, everybody here is in the same boat. Maybe our goal should be to win a race for the first time this year, not from the front row. It happened again tonight. So, I mean, we're not changing anything with our cars. We're searching for little things, but here we are. We changed the track. So not many guys are using it, at least the first night. But, we're not going to change our stuff around. We just got to try to get the situation a little different. The whole place has changed drastically this year. I don't know how you can have every single week a winner from the front row. And I don't understand how people that have won multiple races continue to start on the front row. The handicapping system was changed. I think 3/4 of the people here don't even realize all the changes that took place right under their nose. So the whole place is really, I think it sort of stinks right now, but we're just keeping a smile and coming back every week.
Think any changes need to be made for Aero?
Nope. The cars have been Aero dependent for quite some time. It's not Aero didn't just flip the switch and change. A lot of cars are fast, but tonight was a good example. It was behind the 00 car for the second half of the race, and he wasn't running on the hub rail. The cars are going fast enough, and there's enough cars running off the hub rail that's where the groove is now. And what that does is it limits the room to pass, and everybody's still going fast. But that it's not one thing; it's a multitude of things. Tires, old racetrack, narrow racetrack, fast cars, people that don't want other ones passing them. People that'll wreck you, all kinds of interesting stuff.
The track championship. You don't race for a track championship. You've said that numerous times, but championships are usually a team effort. You were able to gain a couple points tonight. Do you think it's out of reach?
Definitely not. Are we all looking at it going, oh, that's our goal? Of course not. We're here to come and try to roll it, just like we did tonight. We ran good. This day and age, you don't start 12th and 15th and win. So we started 8th. We got the 3rd. We know we probably had, I would say, a car to potentially win in the right situation. And, just get the stuff back together and come back and try again next week.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your podium?
I think Royal Purple Oil, G&I Homes, and all these mutts that come to the races every week and help me.
That's the crew, not the fans.